Chapter 17, Mishnah 4, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaKalim Nitalin, any utensil may be moved, Chutz Min HaMasar HaGadol V'Yeseh Shelt Mecharesha, except a large saw and the pin of a plow. Now this is actually introducing us to a different category of Muktzah. And what is this category of Muktzah? Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, that it's monetary loss. And what this means is that if the item, the Muktzah item, is very expensive, and you wouldn't normally use it for any other purpose. And these were two examples in those days, that large saw used for sawing lumber or the pin of a plow. You wouldn't go use that for any other purpose because they're very expensive. And if they get damaged, then you've got a big problem on your hands. So these things are now in a different category of muktzah, and you're not allowed to use them for a permitted purpose on Shabbos. Not allowed to use them for a permitted purpose on Shabbos. So in today's terms, it might be, I don't know, maybe an expensive camera, for example, right? So you wouldn't use your expensive, camera for cracking open nuts. I don't know. I mean, but you wouldn't use it for anything else, and therefore you can't move it for use or for its place because it falls into a different category of muktzah. Kol hakalim nitalin mitzarech v'shelo litzarech. Any utensil may be moved in case of need or not in case of need. And Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, ein nitalin ela litzarech, they may take only for need. So what this is going back to is the other kinds of muktzah that you can move for use or for its place, right? This opinion is also adding another thing, that you could move it if you wanted to preserve it. For example, you wanted to move it out of the sun in order to prevent it spoiling. So that opinion would hold that if you can move it for its use or its place, you could even then move it out of the sun. Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees with that opinion, but there's a debate over there whether just for to preserve it, let's call it, you could move it over there. And so it brings it to the end. The locha does not follow Rabbi Nechemiah.